This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a bit more than 3 years now since the Deepwater Horizon oil spill down in the Gulf of Mexico. And just like we all knew it would, the story is still playing out. Halliburton, the big oil services company at the center of some of the lawsuits in that case, has now pleaded guilty to destroying evidence. It's going to pay a $200,000 fine, that's the maximum allowed by law, and contribute $55 million to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. That was for a federal criminal trial. There is still a huge and complicated civil trial going on down in Louisiana involving Halliburton, BP, and Transocean, which owned the rig itself. And the funny thing is that despite all the legal bickering between them, the companies are still getting along just fine out in the oil fields. You could call them, and we will call them, petroleum industry frenemies. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to start us off.
So BP's lawyers bill zillions of hours accusing, and Halliburton's lawyers bill zillions defending, and then the companies spend zillions more on drillers and geologists working together on the next deep water well that could just be a gusher.
It's just the nature of the business.
Barbara Shook is a Houston-based analyst at the Energy Intelligence Group.
Companies sue each other over one project while they're joint venture partners on another project.
That's because when they're not in court, which is most of the time, these oil exploration and production companies have to pick the best technical partner for any project, says S&P equity analyst Stuart Glickman.
BP is a huge company. Halliburton's a huge company. There's going to be wells drilled and completed all over the world. You know, the geophysics are really going to dictate who they hire and where.
Plus, says Barbara Shook, they're working out in the inland shale fields or the deep ocean, where fossil fuels are ever harder to pump out of the ground. There are only a few companies big enough to play in this pond.
We're talking about waters that are 10,000 feet deep. These are very complicated projects. They require companies that have extremely strong balance sheets to handle the liabilities should another accident ever occur.
And so in spite of what's come out about the Deepwater Horizon, these companies kind of have no choice but to make nice, even if their lawyers keep fighting in court. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.